You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Hello, hello. I'm sorry, John. I assumed the mic wasn't on. I assumed you didn't do your job because I don't know where you've been for the past few weeks, John. Sometimes I just don't know where you go. You disappear for weeks at a time. We're finally live again. Last week we weren't live. I don't want to start the show off on a negative thing.
Yeah.
But last week we were not live, John.
Yeah, I was on vacation. I'm sorry.
And
if you can't tell, Lewis has abandonment issues.
Yeah, look, I'm just saying the fans come at noon every Friday and they expect to wait 15 minutes for us to start live, and that never happened. They came at noon and they waited 15 minutes and we never came around. And I want to apologize.
You tweeted out though that we were going
and
live.
And we did tweet it out live. We put it on Facebook. I'm not even going to apologize. I did everything I was supposed to do. John, I'd like you to apologize to the Gomites.
Gomites, I'm sorry that I have a life and I went on vacation once.
And that his entire network fell apart in 1 week. I don't even, whoever the kid was in here last
Chris,
week.
Chris Flannery. He's
borderline
great.
Retarded. I don't understand why you would leave me with a special needs kid. I had to babysit, produce a show, host a show, raise a child. So much going on. I don't want to start negative, okay?
Baby rattlesnakes, I'm sorry.
We're having a very positive show today discussing a reporter being murdered on camera. And it's going to be all positive vibes today. I will not come in with negativity. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude himself, Luis J. Gomez. Hanging in the studio, Zach Amico, as always.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Pello? Chris Scopo's here on time, finally, for once.
You were here on time, too. I came in and I was like, oh, shit, Luis is here.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. And you were 3 minutes late, but I count that on time for you.
Yeah, oh, that's on time. Come on.
And backed by popular demand. We don't have many people return to the show, okay? Only very
mostly by their choice.
We only have very special people return to the show. So happy to have you back, the lovely, talented, and hopefully sober, Karen Feehan.
Hi, I'm sober. I mean, I'm stoned, but you're that's fun. But
did you bring weed?
Oh my God, you know what? I tried so hard not to smoke the last of my weed this morning.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
But I just had to.
Do you have weed, John? Are you bringing anything to the table today, John?
That's turning me on what you're doing right now.
Only one of my headphones are working. At least tell me that you have some sort of marijuana or something.
You can buy Lewis's affection with drugs. I've come to realize this.
Sorry, I don't. Your computer went out, by the way, Lewis.
What'd you say?
Your computer went out, dude.
My computer went out. Oh, I just got to hit the button. That's it, I think, right? Mm-hmm. I think that. I hope, hopefully. Otherwise, the battery died, which would be the funniest part of all, which I think it's going to pretty soon. John, will you do me a favor? Will you get me the charger out of my bag?
Because you got
I realize
it.
That my phone is at, or my battery is going to die on my computer. Okay, look. We got a great show, and I'm happy to have you here, Karen. And you, how long have you been sober now?
So like the 22nd of every month is my soberversary. So like 7 months now.
7 months sober, which is amazing.
It was 7 months that you threw a chicken nugget in Lewis's
face.
Isn't
that crazy? Seemed like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
And it's all because of me. I saved your life in a weird kind of fucked up way.
Who better to be your rock bottom than Lewis J. Gomez?
I'm very happy for you. Yeah. You got a tattoo that says "Don't serve me
I
now."
I do,
which is very cute. I like that.
Thank
it's very
you.
Adorable.
It's cute,
so,
right?
Karen is no longer going to be the hateful person she used to be. But I will tell you right now. Last time you were on the show, you did say that
Lewis is going to get one that says "Don't book me."
They don't need a tattoo to remind them. Believe me. Last time you were on the show, you told Zach and Mika, I don't know if you remember this.
Oh, I remember.
If he lost 50 pounds, that you would give him a hand job on the show.
Yeah.
Zach has gained 17 pounds.
I know. Yes. I that was the safest bet I ever took in my life.
It's okay. I was actually going to wear clothes that were like way too big and try to. I was going to wear my girlfriend. I was going to wear my girlfriend's jeans and like.
I would have bought it too. I don't know.
I mean, you didn't
I
weigh
actually am no. wearing. I am wearing my girlfriend's jeans. These are from Torrid.
Yeah.
The truth is, nobody would have known. We could have lied and said he's down 42 pounds.
Yeah.
You, because he, Zach, no, and I don't want to be hateful here or hurt your feelings. You're fat enough that 40 pounds we wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would just be like reduced, but it would be the same shape.
We would need some sort of like before or after like image to really, really see it. So we could have convinced her
that
I was close.
And we could have just done a whole bit where we went to a steam room at Equinox and had just sweat out another 8 pounds. Like that.
I'm just wearing sweats doing jumping jacks the entire episode.
Yeah, wearing like garbage bags like you're training for a fight. Karen, so you don't have to give me a hand job, luckily.
Bummer.
Yeah, she was excited about it. Look, man, good show today. Great show today. Some bad shit happened in the world. In the Real Ass Podcast, we don't stray away from real issues, okay? This is supposed to be a funny show, okay? It rarely is. It's supposed to be a funny show, but when real shit happens, we will fucking talk about it. So I want to talk about this shooter shit. What the fuck, dude? Did you see the video?
I don't want to watch the video now. I don't want to see someone.
Well, now look, I wasn't even going to show the video, but now you're such a pussy.
Yeah, watch it. I haven't seen it. Watch it. I want to see it.
Here's what a sick bitch Karen is.
Dude, I don't want to watch someone get killed. I don't want
to. You don't
want to
know.
It.
It's like a travesty, and it's such a
atrocity. Yeah, I know they die. I don't want to see it happen.
You
got to
witness humanity at its worst.
Guys,
to
I'm
understand.
A good little boy.
Why don't you want to watch the video?
I just don't want to see people get fucking killed. I
will. I will tell you, it's not that. It's not that good in terms of like graphic. You really, it's very shaky.
Scopo gets very upset watching other people kill.
Yeah. My emotions go down. But didn't he wear a GoPro?
Yeah. Is that what he wore?
He wore a GoPro.
I didn't know it was a GoPro.
Yeah, it's, I felt like compulsively, like I had a, I felt a knot in the pit of my stomach when I saw I could watch the video.
No, those
like,
were garlic knots, Zach. You went on a binge again.
I was like, fuck, I gotta watch it. I can't not watch it. I had to say it.
Look, dude, I'll tell you, man, years ago, I would have been a little bitch like Scopo, and I would have been like, no, dude, we can't watch this. You know, it's fucked up. But we're now in a society where we have, everyone's got fucking cell phone videos. Everyone has access to all of this crazy shit. I've watched beheadings by ISIS. I watched people go on machete rampages. I mean, I watched a chick get stoned to death the other day. Like just some fuck in some Muslim country, just get stoned to death.
I watched the guy lit on fire though
over morning coffee,
but you didn't make it properly.
So
MOU.
No, that's not what she was stoned.
It was morning coffee. He felt bad.
You watched somebody light themselves on fire?
No. Remember the ISIS guy? Remember they put the guy in the cage?
Yeah.
And they lit him on fire?
No.
You don't remember that?
Didn't they put him in water too though?
They drowned somebody.
Yeah.
That was somebody different. Yeah, that was another time.
Did you watch
that
the drowning?
That was ISIS part 4. Mm. No, I didn't watch the drowning.
So you watched somebody burn to death, but you won't you watch a reporter get shot on a GoPro?
No, but the lighting on fire. I didn't like
combining technology and murder now, like we have never done before.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw him like for like 15, 20 seconds, and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
It's brutal. I'm with you, but I think I've legitimately become desensitized. I remember back in the day, if I saw a street fight, I would like have to turn away. I would get queasy. And now, I mean, I look for a popcorn vendor. I'm cheering people on. I pick whoever I think the underdog is, and then I start cornering them.
Oh, I did that the other day in the village. A guy got cut off by a car. He was driving his bike, and he went to the fucking window and punched the fucking window.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, dude. It's a weird thing, and I think because everyone's got cell phone videos now, we see so much fucking gratuitous violence. Even being a UFC fan, I will tell you that I genuinely believe mixed martial arts is desensitizing our culture to real violence, because even though it's technically a more safe sport than football or boxing, just from a purely visual standpoint, there is no more violent sport than mixed martial arts. You know, you watch something like Anderson Silva, what happened to his leg, or be some brutal like head kick knockouts where you literally split, like you fucking put a pussy in somebody's forehead where they're gushing blood out of it. I mean, and then you watch it and you're like, all right, dude, I'm totally okay with that. Whereas I think as a kid, I wouldn't have been okay with it. You watch shit like this, Karen?
Like the UFC, the fight?
No, like just like violent shit. Like you're totally okay with like that type of shit
I'm
on
totally
Facebook?
Desensitized to it, yeah.
We have to watch the shooting, dude.
I watched the shooting. All right.
We put up on the...
Yeah, it's a new thing we got going on here.
We got the screen up here so you guys can watch it. The fans at home can watch it. It's all... And by the way, I want to say this. This was not the creativity of the team here at Stand Up New York Labs. They had none of these ideas, okay? I came in 2 weeks ago, and I was like, hey, isn't there a fucking wire that can just make it so that the fans can see what we're seeing? Isn't there a fucking setting or something that we could put? And every time, oh, yeah.
First of all, that's
that.
Bullshit. I'm not going to let you just walk all over me like that.
Producer John Fatigate
to run the goddamn wire into the TriCaster.
Look, all I'm saying is none of these things were presented to me as options.
That one was. That one was me.
You are my producer, and you pass off these fucking underlings onto me. I this is the best show on the network, okay? I understand that your fucking passion project is Race Wars, but let me explain to you something, okay?
This is my passion project, too. I care about you more than anyone else does in this industry. Say whatever you want. I'm the only person that believes in you.
That might be actually true.
Big J hasn't made eye contact with you in a month.
Ever since the fucking bonfire started, Big J could not give a fuck about us, believe me. But I will tell you right now, I do not want other producers in here because they do not do a good job, John. You do a good job usually. But I have to call you out on this. You did not bring up this option to me. You did not bring up the option to put...
You're right. I executed on the option, but you brought up the option to put it on that one screen right
there. I'm just saying, man.
I got a direct feed going into the TriCaster so that the fans could see it.
All right, good. It's a collaborative effort. Can we just be here a little bit more often? Can we stop taking vacations to the Hamptons or whatever you were doing?
Upstate, but yes. Right, I'm not going to agree to that.
What is this? Reporter? I guess I'll type in.
Don't start making Lewis's wishes come true or you're going to get stabbed.
All right, so hold on. This is the one. Do we want to watch it from... Let me ask you, because there's two perspectives here.
Oh, okay? The POV. The POV is the one.
The point of view...
Look at you, you fucking...
or there's the other one where it's actually on the newscast.
Well, let's watch the newscast first, and then the guys
out
go
of that?
Pro.
Did they cut out of that, though? Like, did
not
they really...
soon enough.
No?
Oh, this is the POV. This is fucked up. All right, you know, I'm not going to make people, like, watch this shit, you know? Oh, wait, is it not coming up there?
No, buffering? That's how it goes.
Okay, it's a couple of seconds Jesus. After.
It's playing fine into the TriCaster.
Here, you know what? Here. Watch it here, guys. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
It's the worst to see the gun come into frame like fucking GoldenEye.
I'm just happy that he's holding the gun straight up as opposed to sideways.
They don't see this guy.
I feel like this is real progress in the black community, the fact that he's holding it straight forward.
Oh, God, it's awful.
Yeah. Karen, get your hand out of your pants. Karen's a real bad person. She was just masturbating to that video, guys. I don't know the audio fans. Karen Fian literally rubbing her clit, watching it.
That's just where I keep my hand.
Wait, real fast. She ran away, though. So did he track her down?
No, he got her.
I know he got her, but she was
running.
Scopo,
like
it's not actually GoldenEye. They don't just start to disappear once you shoot them once.
She was running. I didn't see her fall. That's why.
Scopo, yeah, dude, she got shot, and then she started running away, but she was. It was the hit. They already hit her.
Oh, I thought she went down right away. Like she just went right down.
No.
I think in real life, when people or things get shot, they don't just fall down. Like if you shoot a deer when you're hunting, they run away far and you have to track them for a long time to find them.
Yeah.
I am nonviolent.
Sometimes you don't even find the deer. You killed it for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody finds it, though.
Some wolves in the woods.
The bear.
Look, dude, it's fucking sad, obviously.
It's horrendous. It's so fucking haunting.
Haunting isn't the word. I don't know that. I've seen so many more brutal death videos. That one just doesn't. I'm not like.
Yeah.
You remember Face of Death, the dude that shot his fucking head off?
Arba Dwyer.
In the congressman?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that shit? That shit is haunting.
That's bad.
Okay. That shit is. But have you ever seen Scope on stage for 7 minutes?
Blood Dwyer?
That will give you nightmares.
No, I don't talk to Barkers.
What does he do for the other 2 minutes when he runs out of material? It's a nightmare, dude. I mean, that shit, look, here's the thing that was scary to me watching it, right? When she's facing away from him and he's just fucking setting up the shot, like, you're like, dude, fucking turn around.
Yeah, didn't they see it in the peripheral? Like, that?
I feel
just
like
a dude
I always
standing
think
there?
Somebody's gonna shoot me.
Yeah, they probably thought it was somebody making stupid faces like a ghetto person in the background.
Fuck her right in the pussy. Bang, bang, bang.
She's probably like, oh, God, another one of these guys coming in right now. God. God, I gotta deal with this asshole coming in. Fuck her right in the pussy. God.
So, all right, well, hold on. John, what's this guy's name? Can you give me some information? I'm glad we have a producer here today because I don't feel like looking shit up on the computer while we sit here. What's this guy's name? He had a few names, right?
Yeah, his name was Bryce Williams, I think, and then his actual name was Vester Lee something.
I will say that is a solid news anchor name.
Bryce Williams.
Bryce Williams. If I'm say nothing, I will. I obviously this guy's a murderer, piece of shit. He did pick a solid name. Yeah. Bryce Williams. Bryce Williams reporting.
Yeah.
So his name was Bryce, and what was his real name?
Vester Lee something.
It was something Irish.
It was three names.
Yes, which is
scary.
It's
always
a tradition. You know, people who. A lot of famous people who have killed other people had three names.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's Vester Lee.
What are, I'm so bad with like history and names and
John Wilkes Booth. Yeah,
there we go.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Perfect. Is that it?
No, there's a couple more. I just can't think.
I'm sure there's more. So yeah, dude, this guy. I guess
Luis J. Gomez.
He was fired. He was fired from this news network like a year or two ago, or 2 years ago. And I guess he didn't like this chick. And he came back and he wanted to get vengeance on her. And I guess the cameraman as well. And he claimed racism. But look, dude, I mean, when you almost like never know. Was this guy just fucking batshit crazy? Or were these two other people actual just fucking bully dickheads? Like, look, here's the thing. You know those, the Columbine kids? Those kids were legitimately bullied. You know, I'm not saying that they should have shot up a school, but the story there, I think that's when a lot of people started having eyes on bullies, you know? It wasn't just that these kids were psychotic. It wasn't just a gun control issue. I think that bullying, I feel like that was the moment that bullying became in everybody's fucking eyes. And it was very selfish. It had nothing to do with the kids who were bullied. We were just like, nah, you know what, dude? We might get shot to death. We should do something about bullying people. Karen, you're a bully.
Yeah.
Okay. I've watched you bully multiple people.
We had a videotape of you being a bully.
Yeah.
Shit. We should have set up the videos of the old Legion of Skanks. Now that we have the abilities, we could have pulled up the old Legion of Skanks clip.
We're good. I'm good.
But this is...
What? I'm a bully, so I should get shot?
I'm saying you deserve to be shot to death.
Some people should be bullied, though, right? No? I don't know. Like, yeah, maybe something really serious happened, but my thing is, were there any red flags with this guy? Like, would you have, like, your guard up at all? Like, how did he sneak up so easily?
I think they did say... Well, it was 2 years later. At this point, I think you have a good... Like, look, here's what's going to happen, right? One day, I'm going to fire Zach from this show in a really shitty way, too. I'm going to be in a bad mood. I'm just
going to come, and there's going to be, like, a funnier fact. Like, Greg Stone's going to be sitting here. Fuck!
I'm going to fucking... Like, just get the fuck out, dude. You make me sick. Fuck you, dude. Here, look, I dug up your cat's body, and I throw it in his face. Oh, why?
Lewis is going to have to do his own jokes at roasts.
You son of a bitch.
I mean, he's coming back with fire.
I'm gonna say this, you son of a bitch. I've been writing my own fucking roast jokes.
Yeah.
And I'm getting sick of fucking it's you being the fucking person that's spreading that around. I had Joe fucking Harari say that to me the other day. I almost smacked him in his pencil neck. I was like, if you ever fucking say anything to me again, Joe Harari, how about this? I'll roast battle you, Zach.
I'm fine with that.
I will fucking level you.
This was a real joke he sent me for Anthony Kapfer. Your next act coming to the stage plays guitar and does comedy, which is ironic because he's talentless. That's not what irony means. Like, none of that is a joke.
Yeah, but you didn't say the joke right.
No, it was.
You have to emphasize the "and." I said your next joke or your next roaster.
It's getting better.
Plays guitar and he does comedy, which is ironic because he is talentless. And I didn't use the word irony correctly, but you could have just given me a note and be like, oh, dude, that's not irony, but
I did. I said, you don't know what irony means.
Yeah, like a go cunt. Die. Like a cunt. And I wrote, go die. And then you wrote, I probably will soon.
And then I told you to get a Ouija board so you're not stuck with no jokes an hour before the roast.
Oh, I hate your guts. I really do. But let's do roast battle.
I'm fine.
I'm hosting it, and I asked them if I could.
Can you battle?
I can battle, yeah. These are like special one-offs. I'll fucking go against you, little bitch.
All right, fine.
Ugh.
I'm in.
You think you should lose some weight before?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Karen doesn't like fat people, so remember that.
I didn't say that. I just thought for like preparing for a battle, I would want to get down to like my best.
No, you said we have video of you saying you hate fat people.
I know.
The real question is, did these two news anchors deserve to die? Zach. I'm kidding. Obviously, we're not saying that. But I think when you do a mass murder, I think you should at the very least not kill yourself right away. I'm not saying don't kill yourself, but give it a little bit of time. You know what
have
I'm
have a shootout or
I
something.
I want to hear his statement now. I kind of want to get his perspective on it. Yeah. If we could have gotten him on the podcast, that would have been a very big episode.
Listen, I think we all know what the real issue is here. And it doesn't have to be said, but black guys with freckles are terrifying.
Disgusting.
Oh, my God. They're my fave.
Really?
Oh, my God. I love it. Like a light-skinned black guy with freckles. Oh,
you're attracted to that.
Yes. I think
no,
it's
you're
so
not.
Cute. Yeah, because it makes me think, because I have freckles, my family has freckles, it like makes me see like such a freckled little baby.
Black guys with freckles.
They're horrifying.
No, they're not.
They're
you're
going
to get some
to
cute
at.
Ones.
Yeah,
I
they're
bet
fucking,
you.
They're monsters, dude.
They're going to only put the best guys up first, too. Cuties.
Who's
Chris
this?
Brown. Common? I mean, I'm not saying I love Chris Brown, but he's fucking sexy.
You
black
have
guys
problems.
With blue eyes look
you know,
sexy.
This bitch has problems. Right. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Wait, was it not Chris Brown?
Ew, it looks like
so
somebody
cute.
It looks like somebody shot poo in his face.
Sharded on his nose.
Is that what's his name, Junior? Damon Wayne Jr.?
No, who is that? I don't know who it is. Let me see who
that
else is.
That looks like
here.
Him. Fuck you.
Who is this
That's
guy?
Common right there.
The Common. Second. Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorites.
So you're guys. Into black guys, Karen.
I love black guys.
Very
I've
weird.
I've always been into black guys. What's
very
so weird?
Very weird. You know.
What? So the Don't Serve Me tattoo is about dancing.
Exactly. I do that all the time. So anytime anybody dances near me, I just show my
Who
arm.
Are some black guys with freckles out there?
I think Common was a good find.
Common. And then Chris Brown has freckles?
I thought maybe.
Freckles. Morgan Freeman. What do you think about Morgan?
Oh, yeah. Great. Distinguished. Are you crazy? Oscar winner?
So he does have freckles. And so you're attracted to Chris Brown.
I mean, I could do with a little less teeth if I'm being picky.
I thought you were going to say a little less
beating.
Woman beating.
Yeah. She's like, no.
That's really funny to me.
She's like, no. The beating's cool. Put me in my place every once in a while.
Listen, but. You didn't see the before video of like what Rihanna said. You know what I mean? No, I'm just saying... I think he's sexy, though. I like his tattoos.
I think she does bring up an interesting point. I don't know what happened with Rihanna and Chris Brown. You know, look, he did beat her ass, and it's fucked up, obviously. But I don't think anybody ever gives guys the benefit of the doubt. I think a lot of the times happens, it starts out as a fight. Because this is what I forget who it was. Was it War Machine or one of these guys, one of these assholes that beat up their chicks?
Yeah.
He described it as a fight. No, it was a Mayhem Miller on that HBO special.
Oh, that psycho is here, that thing.
Dude, he's psychotic.
Oh, my God.
But they brought up some charges where he hit his chick, and he was like, no. He was like, I got into a fight with my chick. He was like, and she was fighting me for a long time before I started fighting her. He was like, I just won the fight.
Yeah. That, he was so crazy on
it's,
that fucking
here,
thing.
Look, obviously you cannot beat women. And I've never hit a woman in my entire life. I would never hit a woman in my entire life. But there is something to that. Here's the deal, right? You're a big guy like Karen, me and you, right? You start beating the shit out of him. You hit me 100 times.
Yeah.
It takes one shot. And you're done. You're a 100-pound girl.
I can duck, though.
No, it's over.
I have my Nike Dunks on.
Just one shot, it's over. So it's like, am I... Like, I lost control for that 1 second. This bitch has been
just
beating
like Karen's
on
me. Podcast but, career. One shot and it's over.
But it's like... who's crazier there? The guy who snaps in that moment after being hit over and over and over and over again in the face where he's like, fuck, and then he just cracks her. Like Ray Rice in the elevator just puts her out because he's a fucking professional athlete and he's powerful.
That was brutal, that video, though.
Well, she deserved it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
I'm kidding. I don't know, but like, I think there is an interesting point there. And Dave Smith, I think he's gotten shit from girls for saying that on Legion of Skanks. Because, you know, he defends guys kind of doing that or says, you know, I think the point he was trying to make is if you put your hands on somebody, kind of expect to be hit back, you know?
That's Whoopi Goldberg said the same thing.
I love it. Yeah. It's one of the best quotes ever. Can you pull up the Whoopi Goldberg quote?
She got a lot of shit for that.
She did.
John, you know, here's the deal. A new thing, John. I don't want my computer through here. Huh? I want your computer through there, and then you could pull up shit that I want you to pull up during the show. That's the better way to do it.
Okay, I mean, that was your system. If you want to talk about like what you came up with,
well,
that was
you
your
just,
flawed
well,
system.
You just tried to take 50% credit for the system. So now that I'm changing
the
system,
when you start the show,
it's
all about you have a laptop over there. You're in control of that, but that's fine. Whatever
well,
you
Well, I like to be able to fact check as I go on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'll be looking up the Whoopi thing.
Okay, look up the Whoopi quote because she said it, which is true.
She was. She's like, if you hit me, I can hit you.
How
back.
Many guys have you hit in your life? Because you're a hitter. You are.
I don't hit.
You're
I
a
push.
Fucking hitter. No. I know for a fact.
Two
guys in your life you've smacked in the face.
Not smacked in the face. I'm like a shover. I'll like shove and pump.
Do you count me as one of them?
When did I hit you?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember when you were in your drunken state and you smacked me in the face?
She doesn't remember that. That was the problem.
I totally remember.
Okay, so how much? You remember two.
Oh, so three, whatever.
So two you were sober for.
Two I was sober for. Well, you know, there was a couple. I was in a relationship for 8 years. There was a lot of violence. Not a lot of violence.
So you,
there was a lot
you
of
would fuck your boyfriend
passion.
Up, though.
He was 6'2", not really, no. Like, he would, like, have to sit me down with my shoulders.
And that kind of turned you on a little
course,
bit.
Of course, it's all about passion. It's all sex-related, for me, anyway. I think that's how you know you really love somebody, if you get that physical with them.
I got clocked in the face in college.
She loved you.
And then she fucking clocked me, and then I just grabbed her and I shoved her face into the fucking bed. I was like, don't fucking hit me.
Did she ever get up again?
Oh, no, she's there. She's buried there, yeah.
Hello?
I threw her body in the lake.
I've been hit by every woman I've ever dated. Every single woman that I've ever dated has come to a point where she's fucking, at the very least, tried to deck me in the face. Not everyone's done it, like, but they fucking went after it. At me, it's probably me. I'll admit that. But I also do think that it's a lot to do with how comfortable we are as a society with women smacking men in the face. You know, that's just a funny thing. Like, in life, like today on a TV show, like on Fox, you could have a scene, you could write into a comedic scene, a woman whacking a guy in the face. As hard as she can in a moment of anger. And that will be a funny moment in a TV show if it's done right. And there's really no way to do it when it's a guy hitting a woman. There's nothing funny about it. And I agree that there's nothing funny about it. But I think we should look at the other side, that it's kind of fucked up. You know, when you look at the numbers, okay, I think they say, you know, almost as many women hit men as men hit women. And I think that is fucking completely skewed. There's no way. I ask women this all the time, have you ever hit a guy? And I've never met a girl who hasn't. I mean, I guess a couple really passive chicks. But most chicks have been in a place where they got fucking, even if it's like they're angry in the eighth grade and they kick a dude in the balls. I mean, come on, that was like a thing. How many times have I been kicked in the shins by fucking little bitches in the seventh grade? That was just okay.
Louis, this might be more telling about you and your life.
No, but I mean, look, I'm using myself as the litmus test, but I mean, am I wrong, Zach? You've been hit by chicks before, whether it's in a playful way, whether it's
I got a duck. I fuck fat chicks. They fucking have those butterbean powers. I gotta get out of the way.
Dude, you get hit, it is over, dude.
Yeah, I'm getting knocked the fuck out.
Dude, weighing in at 350 pounds, Irene. But I mean, you've only been hit by one chick in your life, Scopes?
My last girlfriend was named Skank Abbott.
The Guardian says that more than 40% of domestic violence victims are male.
That's ridiculous.
And do you want the quote of Whoopi Hill?
But I think that the thing is, like, the obvious thing to me is, like, what type of damage are women doing comparatively? Like, that's what I think
I think about this, right? My mother used to fuck me up, right?
You were fucking a kid.
Were you fucking a kid when you were a kid?
It was a thing that I used
kid
to do.
Yeah,
I was a kid fucker. Right? Yeah. No,
but you were a
mean?
Kid, though.
I don't know what that means.
But when your mother was hitting you, you were like, how old, 10? She was 30s?
No, one until she died. I mean, that's one.
Yeah, but you were, you would get more damage, though. She would hurt you.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you think about that, and I don't know the numbers, but look for domestic violence with parents to children. I believe that it is a way...
That's probably a different category, though.
Yeah,
Karen's right, too, though. She makes a really good point.
But I'm just talking about the type of psychological damage that it does to you. And then when a woman hits me, it puts me in this weird fucking place where it, like, reminds me of my fucking mother. When my mom used to hit me when I was 12, I'd cry. It wasn't because she would hurt me. I was as big as I am now when I was 12. But it was because...
The needle would fall out of her arm?
Because you couldn't do anything. You couldn't fight back. It's a weird feeling to feel completely powerless.
Doesn't that make you feel noble as a man that you have that power?
To feel powerless. No, to feel powerless when a woman hits me in the face, okay, and to feel powerless, I want to...
You get direction?
I want to fucking... No, I want to ball up and cry because I can't do anything. If you hit me in the face, I will fuck you up. If you hit me in the face, I literally can't do anything. I can throw a glass of water in your face, which I did after an hour of you doing it. But you know, it's a very, and I think it's, nobody talks about the emasculation and the type of, like, I understand that they can't physically cave your cheek in. Which, by the way, they do crazy shit, man. Women cut dudes' dicks off.
In general, I'm saying in general, the yes. level of damage.
But I think that there's a different type of damage.
It's like a funny thing, though, when chicks hit, like, guys. It's like, oh, ha, 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 whatever. It's like a laughable thing.
I know.
It's kind of horseshit.
I mean, think about how many, I'm sure somebody's had to have made a compilation of women hitting men on TV shows. And if they haven't, John Fatigate, why are we not doing this and put it out under the Real S Podcast Daily Motion page?
Yeah, just think, how many times was Charlie Sheen must have gotten slapped on Two and a Half Men by girls he like cheated on? And that was probably just like a huge, like, yeah, get him kind of moment.
Oh yeah, every time. Because he was, oh, because, dude, think about this. How often do, or when Lorena Bobbitt cut John Bobbitt's dick off, or that I found out it wasn't real. It was like a fake viral video, but the girl who lit her boyfriend's dick on fire,
yeah.
It wasn't real, but that was being shared by everybody,
yeah.
And women were going, yeah, you go, girl, high five, light that motherfucker's dick on fire, cheat on me. Dude, for cheating? Are you fucking
yeah,
crazy?
Yeah, that pissed me off. I saw that. I was like,
can I light your vagina on fire if you cheat on me?
But maybe it was deeper than that. Maybe he gave her AIDS.
No, he didn't.
How do you know?
Well, they didn't know that. They didn't have that that information. And I think that, or we talked about it when Gavin was on the show. There was that. What was the song? The Leanne Rimes song.
Oh yeah.
Why she cheat? Why you cheat?
It's that's Carrie Underwood.
Oh yeah, Carrie Underwood. Dude, that is fucking batshit.
That's such a great song.
It's a psycho bitch.
Why?
Fucking keying his car, destroying his property. I mean, dude, that is nuts. That is crazy shit. It's like, no, dude, that's a part of life. Sometimes people cheat on other people. I've been cheated on before. I don't get to destroy my girlfriend's property or light her genitals on fire and mutilate her. And then all my guy friends get to go, yeah, you go, boy. Guy power. Mutilate that bitch.
I love how she's like, I put my name into his seats. I was like, yeah, you just fucking, I could sue you now, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
I can, yeah.
You brought up that on the last show, and I thought it was retarded, and I'm glad you brought
really?
It back to a whole other
I
show.
Did?
I said it last time. I was like, Scopa, please stop talking about how you could sue her.
That's the fucking, that's the point.
It's $200 for fucking.
That's the thing you could do, though.
So here, please,
that's the
listen
thing
to me.
You could do.
Just stop. It drives me out of my mind. Last time on the show, he kept on. He's like, dude, you can fucking sue her, bro. Bro, you can
bro,
sue her.
But I did say
I'm talking about
her.
A deeper psychological issue, and he couldn't fucking get over the fact that he could sue her for writing his name in the seats.
No, damaging your car.
I know.
What about?
She spent a lot of time putting that ass groove in that seat.
Yeah,
that's gonna be months of sitting.
And you have a big bet.
But that I do think. I mean, dude, it's a real.
You know that? Remember that Angela Bassett scene where she throws all the stuff in the car and lights it on fire from Waiting to Exhale? That's pretty great. She's like walking away from the burning car with her like lingerie on.
But that's like a look at, see, that's what I'm saying. Women, and I don't think you're crazy for feeling that way. I think most women feel that way. They see something like that, or they hear about Lorena Bobbitt chopping off John Bobbitt's dick because he smacked her around. Allegedly, he smacked her around. Okay. I've been smacked around. My ex-girlfriend, every time we used to fight, she used to scratch at me, smack me in the face every time we would fight. Okay. And if the roles were reversed, I would be a fucking abuse victim. I would be a battered woman. Okay. But this was just because I'm a bigger dude than her. She was basically allowed to do this.
You'd have a one woman comedy show on the fucking, on St. Mark's Place.
Then why didn't you get out, Lewis? If you were a victim, why didn't you go to a men's shelter?
I did eventually get out. Okay. Yeah. Because I kicked her out of my place, but it was like, I mean, just there was no calling the cops and saying like, oh, I'm fucking abused. If I told my friends about it, nobody was like, oh dude, you're an abused, battered fucking victim.
You get laughed at.
It was just, it was kind of funny that this chick would scratch me or hit me or like, it was all just kind of funny.
Can I mention this, Karen? It's interesting you bring up the go to a men's shelter thing, because in this article, they talk about that. In England, there are 7,500 places of refuge for battered women and 60 for men.
Yeah.
7,500 versus 60. And men apparently get abused 40%. 40% of domestic disputes are men getting their asses kicked.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, I brought up an interesting statistic the other day, because we're so demonized. And I like having a woman on the show because I like to get a woman's perspective. But men in general, being a dude, you're kind of inherently just kind of considered bad by this young feminist movement, just like young college-y feminist chicks. There's just a sentiment that every man promotes rape culture.
That's
every
Lewis's
man.
Word for educated, by the way. College.
College.
College. Well, no, I don't want to say educated because just because you go to college doesn't mean you're educated.
Guys, I went to college and graduated.
Yeah, and you're a fucking retard.
Yeah.
Somebody should sue
you. All right.
Can I just say one thing? Sorry to keep butting in, but I disagree with that to some degree. I think that if you are a man who kind of a masculine man, then you are that. But if you're kind of like a... I'm not going to say feminine, but sort of like a beta male that just like, you know, super liberal kind of, then you are not that.
Yeah, but I think you have to, even those guys have to admit that they inherently have some sort of privilege. And I'm not saying that people don't have privileges. Okay. Yeah. Obviously people have privileges. Yeah. I think that, but it is case by fucking case. Let's not just say, I mean, to generalize and say that every white man is privileged. Okay, is I mean, that is bananas to me. Zach is not more privileged than Karen Fian. Okay, period. You genetically, you have fucking hit the lottery comparatively to this, whatever he is.
You look great, Zach.
Okay, that's just a fact. So to sit there and go like, oh, because Zach's a white man, he is inherently,
Zach's getting not more opportunities.
But I don't know, but you're looking, you're talking genetics. What about on paper? You're just talking paper.
On
applying
paper.
For jobs. No, like nobody can see him. Nobody can see me. I'm talking about money.
When they interview both
of
you.
Yeah, when they go into the interview.
10 out of 10. Oh my God. I don't know how to code. It doesn't even matter. I'm going to be honest. There is such a huge disparity in genetics here.
They'll risk getting her fired. They'll risk it before him.
Do you
easily.
Know how much I would rather have you in the office every day than fucking this? It is bananas.
He's so funny, though. You love him.
He is fun. For a radio show, I guess for a radio show, yeah. I would rather have
office
Zach.
Job, no. If my life was a sitcom, I would be played by Andy Dick in a fat suit.
Dude, I'm just saying... I
think with women and the young feminists and what you're saying, I just think that it's just a giant undertone of, you know, finance. That's what it is. That's what we're mad about. Like, you guys just have more money than us. You get more paid for stuff. And it's just and you get to rape us. That's what, it's just annoying. It's just annoying.
Fine, we'll trade back the money.
What's wrong with you?
Look, dude, you're right, dude. I guess, now, are you talking about specifically the notion of 77 cents on the dollar?
Yeah, whatever. Why not?
Kind of. I mean, look, when you really break it down, I don't know, man. Where do you see that? Do you know male comedians that are doing 15 minutes and their female comedians are getting paid 77 cents on the dollar? No. Okay, now, those numbers...
I see six male comedians on a show and two chicks on a show.
But there's not as many female comedians as are male
comedians.
I would
say that there's probably... I think there's more... I think that ratio disproves your point even more because I think that there's probably more than 75% male comedians. There's a lot of male comedians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you were saying 75% male. I mean, if there's eight comics, six are men, two are...
Yeah, because there's just more male comedians out there.
But here's the thing, and yes, you're right, but there's other things as well when you consider the fact that women take off time for maternity leave. That's all factored into that equation. They don't talk about that. They just don't talk about the year that women take off to have a baby. Just on average, that brings...
You don't
think
we deserve to be paid when we take a year
off? I 100% do. Yeah. I have a kid. I think that the system's kind of fucked. I think every woman should be paid because we do not have a society without mothers.
Yeah, as a stay-at-home mom, Lewis agrees.
Yeah.
He knows your struggle.
That's the truth. But I'm just saying, when you're looking at the 77 cents on the dollar argument, you have to take into consideration the fact that women are taking off a year to 2 years to raise their children, and that is factored into that equation. You have to take into consideration that, on average, men are working more overtime. They just are. And I'm not saying that women aren't motivated. I know Gavin has that famous thing where he went off.
I was
going
to send you the video. I have it pulled up here if you want
to
play it.
Yeah, we played it on the show, but we don't have to pull it again. And I think he sensationalizes things a little bit. But the reality is men work more overtime hours. Men are choosing careers that pay more. This is just like, look, women have an option to be doctors. Women have an option to go and be lawyers. They have the options, but they're choosing to be nurses and teachers instead, which make less money. And
so they can have kids and maintain the structure of our society. But don't you think the system should change? Don't you think that
you have the power in your hands to become a doctor, though?
No, but what he's saying is the statistics are skewed because of that. It's not. It's just that the statistics themselves are skewed.
Yeah, he's talking about specifically the numbers.
That the numbers 77 cents on the dollar. It is. It's such a sexy number when you want to throw it in somebody's face and make the argument. But when you really break it down, you know, I bring up my stupid tattoo, and it's a terrible tattoo, but I really do believe, you know, it's something that I hold near and dear to my heart. It's a philosophy in my life. It's like you play your cards, okay? You get a certain hand in life, and it's your job to win the game with that hand. So to sit there and go like, oh, well, we need to make everyone equal and every 77 cents on the dollar, it's just, it's not a real accurate statement for what's going on.
I don't think everything has to be equal. I just think the opportunity should be more equal.
What do you mean by that?
Just generally, like, just... I don't know. Like, I'm not a doctor. I didn't go to that much college, but
I can tell from that sentence.
I got kicked out of two dorms. I'm just saying, and it, like, even in my life, like, just like in working at a bar, like, I don't know, like, guys seem to make more tips. They seem to.
That's no way.
They do. At,
no.
Like, at my bar, sometimes it depends. I mean, the ownership of my bar too. Like the guy who owns my bar, he owns my bar, and then he also has another company that's like, you know, I don't want to like say, but like he kind of doesn't pay taxes and stuff, and he like makes bank off this like company.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Am I mad? Maybe
isn't
I didn't
that just
have that
him
idea.
Being ambitious?
But I suppose so. But who does he employ? Like it's 80-90% dudes. I mean, he has girls like run the phones.
No, I know,
I'm just saying. It just.
I know
a
bar
it
owner
seems
that.
And there's also
I know a bar owner that because I rather prefer females because
a lot
they
of
make,
bars do.
They
I'm
make
not,
more
you're
tips.
Yeah.
They make more
yeah,
tips.
Yeah, and I think once again
it depends on the place.
It's another
like,
case by case. And here's the major difference, right? Not only you're right. I agree that there's guys that will do that. There's guys that say fuck that. I don't want a woman. I'm old school sales guys that are like women can't close. Women are too weak. They can't close. I know guys who've said that shit in past sales jobs that I've had. That exists. I understand that, but. There's that on the other side as well. There's a ton of that. There's complete industries that are designed for women and women only. Okay, fashion, you know, fucking
football, wrestling.
But then there's an entire movement, a public movement of, you know, fuck men. We're going to set up things like 65,000 shelters for women and only 60 shelters for men.
Because you're doing more damage physically. That's what that is.
It's not just more damage physically.
It needs more, like they need physical help and financial help because normally the woman who's getting abused has three kids and who's taking care of the kids? She is. She can't have a job. She has no stability.
Not in my household. Louis J. Gomez needs the help. So...
I'm just saying.
Look, I'm not, and I'm also not one of these guys that are going, why me? Hey, like, I'm not, because I get it. I'm just, there's a real thing.
If we need to refer to Lewis's terrible tattoo again.
There's a real
thing. Like I've always said, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Is that what it says? No.
It's a 2-7 off suit. It's the worst hand you can get in.
They call me the gambler.
Listen, I like men to be men. I'm like, I'm all about like gender roles. Like, I like strong guys. I like dressing sexy. I like don't mind like guys like looking at me. Mm. It's just the It's just the sense of like that. There's a line that's there, like a line of like respect and like victimization. I think that's what gets
I don't like making anybody into victims. I don't play the victim card at all myself. I really don't. Okay, and I
get the one card he doesn't have tattooed on him.
Wait, this whole time you've been crying about how your mom hit you. What do you mean?
No, but I don't. I really don't. I don't use that. I don't use that as an excuse to fucking. To feel as if I could do whatever I want. You know, I don't believe that people should be able to just to inherently be the victim. You kind of deal with the shit how you deal with the shit. And that
sometimes you're the Joker in the pack. call me the Ace of Spades.
I think when you get guys that say like, oh well why isn't there like a male type feminist or why isn't there a white entertainment network? You hear that a lot when like you talk about BET. Yeah. I get how stupid that sounds.
I have compassion. I'm the queen of hearts.
Are we going to do 52 comedy cards? Just
keep on going. That's why we have Mary. It's funny. But no, look, that's the thing, man.
He just threw off his head.
Isn't there a suicide king?
Something.
Dude, Zach just killed that one after another.
Yeah. But it's like, I think that's the...
I'm the Jack of Diamonds.
It's almost like a defense mechanism that You know, this is why we have these conversations. You almost get tired of being told that you're fucking wrong. And guys especially, when you're told you're wrong and you're told you're an asshole over and over and over again, there ends up being this need to fight back, you know? And I think that's what it is. So just like, you just stop telling us we're fucking awful. That's the thing. Men aren't inherently awful. And if we just kind of just go like, oh yeah, dude, there's some awful dudes. There's some really good dudes. Not everybody's just promoting, you know, it's the whole Black Lives Matter movement. It's like, yeah, dude, you know, when you say just white people's opinions don't matter on any issue, whether it's about black people or about white people or about anything, it, to me, that sounds really bigoted, you know?
I see what you're saying with that. I hope the whole asshole shit bothers me. Because they keep saying shit about us. My chick says it to me all the time. It's like, he's just an asshole. I'm like, I'm actually a really fucking good person. And it's like...
Well, that might not be true.
But it's a whole shit. Stop. Like, she
what do you
keeps
do
saying,
when she calls
saying,
you an asshole? Did you forget to
We just forget to argue or something like that.
He caves her cheek in?
Yeah. I put a face in the fucking mattress. Shut up.
So you still work at a bar, though?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's crazy. How hard is that?
It's not bad.
Now, like, do you make 70 cents on the dollar?
Yes.
You do?
I don't know. I make good money.
But hold on. But you gave up alcohol seven months ago. You're in this environment.
Yeah.
But
it's
you
like all I know. It's all like the ever like side gig I've ever done. You know what I mean? It's the only, it's fast money. It's easy. It doesn't bother me.
When's the last time you were really tempted to have a drink?
I made my friend a to-go drink. And it was like a vodka lemonade. And I was this close just being like, let me just make sure this is good.
Have you dreamt about you drinking?
Yeah, I always drink. I've always
When I stopped drinking, I did that. I used to wake up like, did I drink this?
When I stopped smoking weed, I used to dream about it like vividly. Like just rolling a blunt and smoking it. Yeah. That's my whole dream.
I used to have dreams of like just drinking on a porch in the sun, a couple beers. I used to wake up like, did I do that? What's going on? Oh, so good though.
You have a porch?
I just wouldn't dream of
it. In his dreams, he does.
In my dreams, I
had a wraparound Victorian porch.
I had a pool. It was fucking fantastic.
That sounds nice.
Bob Kelly serving him drinks.
Oh, shit. I
got you a couple cold ones, dude.
Dude, you're so funny. So happy to be in your life, dude.
Thanks so much for this internship. You're really turning my career around, dude.
That's a terrible Bob Kelly impression, by the way. Holy
good
shit.
You do. That was horrible.
That's the worst.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. All right. So let's, I want to change gears here for a second. We didn't talk about this at all last week. The Ashley Madison hack. You know, people do, I don't really know. This isn't even really fucking like real news. Like this is another one of these stories that I've never met a person who really gives, I've never met a person who's used Ashley Madison. Like, apparently, like, you see these pop-up ads, okay? First of all, I get nervous about Ashley Madison because here's the thing. It's a website designed so you can cheat on your significant other, okay? It's a social media site. So you go in, you create a profile. It's fairly private. Another person goes in, they create a profile, and I guess they match you up based off of interest. But the whole idea is that you're supposed to have a significant other on the site. So apparently it's just dudes doing it and then hookers. That's all, like, it's just a bunch of hookers and dudes. So that's fine. But somebody hacked into it and, you know, they're exposing all of these guys and I guess Hollywood types, actors for going on this site. And once again, it's like a fucking thing where it's like it's a crime that's being perpetuated against really just men. And then every woman in the world is like, yeah, fuck yeah, high five. It's like... I don't know. It's kind of funny to me. I mean, first of all, I'm a notorious cheater. Okay, I've cheated on every woman except for my son's mother. I cheated on. Wink, wink, nudge. And
wait, do that one.
She doesn't listen. She's not listening to this. Believe me. But I mean, dude. First of all, if you're gonna cheat, you can't use a site like that. If you're gonna cheat now in today's day and age. You need to not even include the internet. The internet is the fuck it. That's how you get caught now, okay? If you cheat, you need to meet a person.
No like, strings attached at the end of it.
You could have strings attached. The person's got to be down. You got to find a down-ass chick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like to even go to the internet, Craigslist, Facebook, any of these things, I think it's a bad idea anyway, and you're just asking to be caught. Do you know anything about this fucking thing?
Yeah, I heard about it. I feel the same way you do. I think that, you know, like in France, people just cheat on each other. People just have affairs. It's not that serious. I think that we have a cheating culture too. I would never put...
But we
do. Why log in? Like, why go to those links?
Here's the funny part, though. Everyone, like, cheats, but everyone's, like, publicly going, like, yeah, fuck cheaters. I'm so glad this website got hacked.
I think that the point with that is that they were specifically targeting people who maybe promoted, like, I'm, like, good family values type of individuals.
The Duger guy.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we just be happy he's fucking somebody he's not related to now? Yeah. Like, that's a step in the right direction.
He was one of the people on the thing, right?
Yeah.
There was, like, another politician, too. I forget.
Who is Duger, though? Who is this guy?
The Duger family. The 18 kids in county.
It's like a reality guy.
Yeah, and they're like super Christians.
Okay. They're a cult.
And he got caught on this website.
Yeah.
And the wife blamed herself. Did you see that?
What a good girl.
I've been caught cheating a bunch of times.
I got
too.
A question.
Even without the internet.
With cheating is about cheating.
I want to hear. When
men cheat, men are scum and they're just pitiful. But when women cheat,
they're getting their groove back.
Who drove him to cheat.
Oh, 100%. Every
time.
How'd you get caught cheating?
I know, you're absolutely right.
It's the biggest bullshit I've ever heard of.
How did you get caught cheating?
I got caught cheating a couple times. One time, my ex found a condom.
You gotta be smarter. Brutal. Than that.
Another time.
With the dude's jizz in it?
Was it in you?
What? No. Yeah. I was like, that's not yours?
Oh, dude. So he picked
I thought
up
it was my ponytail tie.
Dude, a dude's condom with a dude's
was
jizz
like
in it.
Under his bed. It was like, under
oh,
bed.
What did you do? Why
and under his bed. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, you're
we
such live, a bad
we live together.
Oh.
All right, now I'm going to hear this. It's this like is crazy. So he found the condom and
yeah,
it was tied off.
And
tied off?
No, I don't know.
You didn't use condoms with him?
No.
Oh, so
it wasn't even tied off, so fucking the jizz was just seeping out on his
wood
floors.
I don't remember the jizz so specifically. Why are you honing in so hard on it?
Okay.
I don't remember.
How's
he
supposed to slurp it out if he ties it off?
The jizz was running down his hands as he was touching his face, like, I can't believe this happened.
Okay, so he found a condom, and what did he do?
He flipped.
How did he bring it up to you?
He was like, what the fuck? I was sitting there. I was like watching TV. Like, I didn't even.
Did your heart drop?
No. Yeah. Like, you know that feeling in your stomach? Like, I'm going to throw up so hard right now.
And then he's going to see more of the guys come.
Yeah.
So you didn't
wait,
just deny
shut
it.
Up,
wait.
Zach,
can we go back
to
that? Was a
up.
Fantastic
that was so
joke.
Funny.
That was just this, by the way.
I'm killing with John Fadigan.
I was like, yeah, wait.
That was fucking amazing.
So, wait, who is the guy?
What?
Who was the
no,
guy?
You don't gotta say the names of the guys.
Yeah, I don't mean his name. I mean, like, how did you meet? Like, how did
this was a guy I dated for 8 years who I lived with, and I was fucking this ninja that I worked with at Sushi Samba.
I did not
Samba.
Think ninja was gonna be the word. This ninja with freckles.
Wait a minute.
So he found the condom.
Yeah.
Your first thing, you were like, that's not mine. I don't know what that is.
You just kind of blank. And then I go immediately into, well, fuck you, because he's cheated on me before. You know what I mean? So it's just like, fuck.
Okay, so he cheated on you. And that
this was
is,
8 years of that
this
shit,
is a toxic
though.
Relationship where it's just back and forth. This is the guy that smacked you around a little bit. You smacked him around a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of bad shit. I like this guy. Can we get him on the show?
Yeah.
You can go see him any day you want. He works at Peter McManus Cafe.
Jesus, stop saying these things.
His name's Lawrence. I hate him.
You're doing this.
I hate him.
Lawrence. Okay. All right. This is fucking
But I got
crazy.
Caught another time with like that when someone did use the internet, like did use a technology like tool. I left my iPad at home.
Oof. Okay. So you leave your iPad at home. First of all, when you leave your phone at home.
No.
Any of that type of shit?
But wait, this is crazy though, because this is like, he went an extra like length. Like it wasn't like I just had messages out like dumb. He hooked up my iPad somehow to like my iPhone. Like I didn't have them connected.
Got it.
So then he starts seeing all the texts that I'm sending this
by the
other
way,
guy.
I have a friend. I will not say names. The exact same shit.
It's
and
terrifying.
To this day, he has no idea how it happened, but it's that. That's the thing. All of a sudden, he gets a screenshot of his text.
Yeah.
And it's from his chick. And he's like, dude, I have no fucking clue. And he didn't get caught, but dude, it was fucking bad.
I was like traveling somewhere and my boyfriend starts texting me the nickname that I call the other guy. Oh. I was like, oh.
What nickname was it?
Beans.
Chocolate.
Beans.
So Beans, what were you saying to Beans?
Just really cute stuff. Just really flirty, sweet stuff. Can't wait to see you.
Ooh, and you were having a full-fledged relationship on the side with this guy, kind of.
Yeah.
The yeah. Beans were.
And
the
was
restaurant?
Beans the same guy with the condom that he found?
No, no. This was guy. Two. We're talking two different relationships.
That was Frank.
Ah, shit. So, all right.
We're talking two different relationships.
Two different
cheating
relationships.
Two different guys.
Okay, this I like it. Karen is damaged. There's
oh, yeah, she got problems.
Some shit's happened to this girl in the past.
She stopped drinking. You don't just stop drinking. Shit has to happen.
Okay, so.
Good one, Scopo.
Thank you.
So this guy, he starts texting you, but and what did he say right there? He's like, I'm fucking done with you. You're a whore. I'm
he was
done.
In my bed, like using my iPad. He got over that.
There's a weird.
He was like a kind of a beta guy.
Yeah, a little bitch. I get it. There's a weird thing that happened to me once where I left my cell phone at home. All right, I got a new cell phone, and I left my old cell phone at home without wiping it clean of all the shady shit I've said.
You deserve it.
Oh, dude, like literally getting, I got a phone call from my chick at the time, just reading me the horrible things I'm saying to other women. And then she's like, so nothing happened? Yeah, like, right. No, not at all. That was it. She was like, next line, it was so good fucking you. Oh, I can't believe I forgot that part. Oh, and there's you're so powerless. You're like, dude.
Yeah.
Like you just want to run home and break it.
Yeah.
Like, there's just to have.
You just
want to
go back in time. You just want to go back in time because when I first would get caught, that's I was like, oh my god, I just want to like erase this and cover my fucking steps better.
I used to be really bad with like. I mean, I didn't even like my ex. I was so bad about like I didn't even realize that you could erase your history on a computer. So I would just get caught without even just like knowing. I was just like, I hope you don't figure this shit out. Like really, really bad. That's why I'm not meant to be in a relationship.
I think because I've been caught like that, and I think it's subconsciously a desire to get caught. Like when you don't delete messages and shit, or when you're lazy about it, I think subconsciously you want to get caught.
No, because I like to go back over the messages and like jerk off and stuff. That's why I keep them. Right? What?
I just got hard. Is it not?
Karen, you're making Scopo
hard. You're making me hard right now, please.
Can you not? Don't create please. Boners on the show. That's a little bit
what?
Weird. Okay.
He already doesn't have enough blood going to his fucking brain.
All right. We're going to get out of here in a minute. This has been good. Karen, we found out a lot about Karen today. She's a cheater. It's okay.
I think the term is real ass chick.
She's a real ass chick. She's completely desensitized to violence. Completely okay watching a woman be shot to death on camera.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yes.
Because you talk about how you have remorse about not covering your steps. Is there any remorse about cheating? Or,
no.
Or for any of you guys, no?
I don't feel remorseful.
No.
She doesn't feel.
Look, here's the deal, right? And this is, you know, as we're talking about philosophies in life, I really do have, I believe in, like, the butterfly effect, right? I believe that, you know, everything kind of happens and kind of feeds into the next event. And there's like an infinite amount of things that can happen.
I have this tattoo of a butterfly on my lower back to represent it.
No, I have Ashton Kutcher's face on my inner thigh. It's my favorite movie. No, I...
That's true, the butterfly effect.
But here's the way, right? So I've cheated on all these girls in the past, and I've been a scumbag in the past, and I've done a lot of stupid shit.
But then I went into my cocoon.
I've turned left when I should have turned...
Father.
I turned left when I shouldn't have turned right a lot of times, but... No, that's the reality. I have a fucking kid that I love with all of my heart and soul that if I would have made one decision in life different, I'm telling you right now, anytime you brought a person home, that's a part of where you're at right now today. You know what I'm saying? If your ex-boyfriend didn't find that condom, you could be fucking on a coke binge in Venezuela right now. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Okay. There's so many things that could have fucking happened. And I really do believe that. So no, I have no regrets over anything that I've ever done in my entire life up until the point that I had my kid. The past couple of years have been up and down, but who knows? We'll see how it turns out, okay?
Now I'm playing 52 pickup.
Nah, if you didn't talk to B that one time, who knows? You might not have James. It's crazy.
That's cute.
So yeah, that's it. That's the way that I feel. No regrets, right? And your ex-boyfriend you hate, Lawrence, fuck him.
Hate him.
Piece of shit.
He adopted a fucking dog. Oh, he started doing stand-up, and then he adopted a he's 37, I can't. And then he adopted a dog a week after I did. He's never had a dog. He's never had a dog.
Wait a minute.
I hate him.
Time out. He does stand up now?
Not really.
He does.
Oh,
he's done a couple mics.
We're YouTubing him.
When did he do? When did he start doing stand-up?
Oh, I doubt he has a video.
When did he start doing stand-up?
Maybe like a couple months ago.
Okay, this is very recent. How long did you break up with him?
Like 4 years ago.
you really, she's holding on to this relationship. Yeah.
This is a friend of mine who's like an energist says that we have like shared like
past. When was the last time you texted him?
Like a year ago. I haven't texted him in a while.
Okay, so you're still involved. Larry. I'm going to call him Larry. I hate him.
Not anymore. I'm done. Since the dog thing, I'm done.
All right. Listen, guys. Anything coming up, Karen, you want to promote?
Oh, yeah. September 3rd, comic strip. That should be a good show. It's at 8:30. It's a showcase. And then September 6th, I have my show, Stand Up and Take Your Clothes Off at the Crane Theater. And then...
Wait, what?
My show that it's all female comics and burlesque.
This is another
acts.
Naked comedy show?
This is mine. Is I have professional burlesque acts.
Okay.
Wait, do comics take their clothes off?
I'm like naked sometimes, but the comics legitimately usually naked? Don't. No, I'll have like pasties on, like underwear.
Still going to be great, good guys. Enough. We might good go. Enough. That's, that's fine. That's okay. We have no problem with that. All right. Go check out Karen and all of her shows. Kay Freehams on Twitter. Scopo, Chris Scopo on Twitter, Zach Amico on Twitter. We've got to plug our shit anymore, right? Unless I say we're not going to plug the fucking stupid city shows we have. That's
no,
stupid.
I never fucking do that.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, that would be pathetic. Who would do that? Yeah.
You guys are so mean.
So, guys, I'll be headlining October 9th and 10th.
Hey.
Out in like Providence, Rhode Island. Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island.
Are we doing this next week?
What?
The show?
What show?
This show. I just wanted to interrupt. I wanted to interrupt and make it a thing, but fucking it went by.
I hate you. He always interrupts my plugs at the end. Guys, follow me on Twitter at Lucia Gomez. Check out all my live dates, GomezComedy.com. We'll check you next week. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.